Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, January 26, 2022, Spotify complies with Neil Young's request and removes all of his music from their service. Young's beef with Spotify is their podcast of the Joe Rogan Experience, which he feels is spreading false information about vaccines. Joni Mitchell also removes her music. But Spotify stands by Rogan, whose subscriber count grows by leaps and bounds because of the controversy. On this day in 2013, the Ohio Players frontman Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner dies of unknown causes at the age of 69. He led the group to the top of the Hot 100 with Fire in 1974 and Love Roller Coaster in 1975. On this day in 1996, the halftime show of Super Bowl 31 includes performances by the Blues Brothers, James Brown, and ZZ Top. All the performers ended the show by performing Gimme Some Lovin'. On this day in 1980, 3 years after signing with Warner Brothers Records, 21-year-old Prince makes his television debut on American Bandstand, where he performs his hit, I Wanna Be Your Lover. On this day in 1974, Ringo Starr is number one in the Billboard singles chart with his version of Johnny Burnett's 1960 number 8 hit, You're 16. The track featured Paul McCartney on kazoo and Harry Nilsson on background vocals. On this day in 1963, a trio called the Rooftop Singers took Walk Right In to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. The song had been written in 1930 by Gus Cannon, who had been living in poverty until he started earning royalties from the hit record. And on this day, January 26, 1962, Bishop Burke of the Buffalo, New York Catholic Diocese bans what song from all of his school's functions? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, January 26, 1962, Bishop Burke of the Buffalo, New York Catholic Diocese bans one particular song from all of his school's functions. You are about to hear it. Parental guidance suggested, Forgive me, Father, for I have done the twist. Here's Chubby Checker.
Come on, baby!